Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Deeper Truth presents Freedom Is Not Free. We look at politics from every conceivable angle.
The one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist.
This freewheeling discussion highlights the accomplishments of many who are working to save America.
The guy on his rear said, oh dear.
Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, and his team host this fast-moving review, along with guest commentator Kansas Representative Bill Sutton, provide thoughtful analysis of where America stands, whether in the crossroads or the crosshairs. To join the conversation, call 646-595-2071, 646-595-2071, and remember, freedom is not free.
And the guy in the rear burned his driver's license.
America is at a crossroads. Freedom is not free. That's the patriotic program heard on most of these Deeper Truth stations every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, along with his team and special guest commentator Kansas Representative Bill Sutton, tell us what is at stake in this all-important election. To hear this thought-provoking analysis, pick up your phone and dial 646-595-2071. That's 646-595-2071. It could be the most important call of your life.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Freedom isn't free. America, freedom always comes at a high price. And that's coming from Pope St. John Paul II. In his writing, On Our Pilgrimage to Eternity. And so, I have with me my co-host, Representative Bill Sutton. And Bill, before I bring you on here, I watched President Trump today in his talk that he gave to CPAC, and that was awesome there on Newsmax. And what an awesome talk that he gave. He talked about basically the current issues and, and he said something that I know that you would appreciate. He spoke about the importance of America first in state and local levels. Now, Bill, would you agree with him on that point?
Oh, absolutely. I have been preaching that for years and years, well, several years now, that if you really want to change the role of government in your life, you've got to look at the local races. You've got to look at your city councils. You've got to look at your school boards, your county commissions. These people, we can talk about headlines all day long, and those are, the ones that in the New York Times, it's exciting and sexy stuff. But if you want to talk about what actually affects you, it's not in the newspapers, it's close to home, and it happens without you even knowing about it.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka, just right before President Trump came on, he presents that Social Security in 2023 is going to have an 8.6% increase. And so he says this is the largest increase by nearly $1,000 a month in 40 years. So have you heard anything about this yourself there, Representative Sutton, there, or anything about at all?
Absolutely, yeah. No, we know that Social Security is going up. And in fact, there for about 5 minutes, Joe Biden tried to take credit for it. But the reality is it's tied to inflation. And when inflation goes up, so does Social Security. And so, inflation is way the heck up, and there's going to be a big old jump in Social Security because of it. It has nothing to do with Biden. It's the folks that designed Social Security and last tweaked it, included a cost of living indexed to inflation. That's going to get pricey. That is going to get really pricey for everyone in the country. I think the people who are receiving Social Security now are safe. I don't think anyone's gonna renege on the deal that was made with them. But if I were a younger employee, I'd be very concerned right now. How long can this happen? How long can this go on? At this rate, who knows? I don't know the answer. I know that it's not infinite. However, this when we started dipping into the Social Security Trust Fund 1,000 years ago, probably about 10 minutes after Social Security came into creation, when we started dipping into that, we acknowledged the fact that this is a Ponzi scheme. And our population's not growing anymore, not at the same rate, not at the rate it needs to in order to keep this scheme operating. We got a problem.
It's interesting that President Trump said tonight, he said, man, we want a whole lot of babies out there. We want a whole lot of babies. We want to promote the baby boom. And that's what he was saying.
Yes.
Well, I asked Trump tonight because he said something at CPAC. He mentioned that he gave some names that he thought should have earned the Pulitzer Prize, you know, because he said that the New York Times got one for their Russia and all that hoax and everything. Well, he said that he thought that Sean Hannity and Mark Levin and Tucker, you know, Tucker Carlson, he said that those guys should also have gotten the Pulitzer Prize. But he also adds another person. And do you know who that other person was?
No.
Donald Hartley of Deeper Truth. Because how many hours I had been putting, you know, our shows
here. That's awesome.
It is awesome. I just got a thumb up from him saying that. It is very cool that he would put me in that class.
Heck yeah.
You know.
Heck yeah. I would find that email and put it up on my wall.
Oh,
that's
awesome.
I'm not kidding.
I might just do that. I'm looking at it right now. Wow.
Yeah, print that off. Put a frame on it, baby. That's something to keep.
Wow. That's pretty cool for you to mention it on, but then people wouldn't have known who Donald Hartley is, you know, that kind of thing.
Who cares? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
I think more than you think would.
I think probably you're right. I think you're really right. But you know, when you're looking at Google, if you're looking for Donald Hartley on Google, Google is going to look back at you and say who. But if you ask for the Catholic Defender, well then you know, well that's what I'm mostly known by.
Right.
People know me by
story,
that.
You know, I had a report back from CPAC. Chris DeGaulle was down there, and one of the things he said was that he never really acknowledged how steep of a hill Ron DeSantis has to climb in order to be a candidate for president. His name recognition is so high that we all just kind of assume, yeah, it's going to be a battle. But he's down at CPAC right now, and he said there is no doubt that the conservative wing of the Republican Party is Trump's party. There's no doubt about it.
Well, he got 62% of the vote. He got 62%.
Yeah.
And that's all. So, I mean, you know, everybody, so he was way in a, I mean, it wasn't even close.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what DeGaulle was saying too. He said you can't look at the crowd at CPAC and think that there's anyone else in their sights than Donald Trump.
Yeah, the question is, who do you think he would pick as his VP? And there was a question, do you think Pence? And I'm saying no. Pence is not even in the equation.
I heard an interesting, I've floated a couple of names out there. Who was it? In fact, I think it was on this show last week that either Mike or Doc floated out. It was John from New York. John from New York said he thought Candace Owens would be a great candidate. And, you know, I can't argue with that. That would be a solid pick.
That would be a solid pick. And I was also thinking of that other Republican that ran for governor there in New York, and he came up short, but he did very well there. And I was thinking he might be a good person there. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see what President Trump will – who he will pick. So
exactly.
I've got
– you know, just in case he's listening, I am available. I'm not sure what I bring to the table that's all that valuable. But I am willing to entertain the notion. I want you to know that.
I think you'd make a great vice president. You'd be 100% better than Pence, for sure. No question about that.
Oh my. Yeah, that wouldn't take a whole lot, I'm afraid. I think Pence is a good guy. I don't see him as an effective political operative at all.
Not anymore. I mean, not now. As far as I'm concerned, he's a traitor. Now, if you were to have to debate Kamala, I think you would wipe the floor with her, actually. You would just totally destroy Kamala. Could you imagine that, Representative?
As soon as she got to that cackling thing, I'm afraid I might have a tough time keeping my composure on that one. I don't know how that would feel, man.
That would be hard. Well, maybe Mike might have some idea about that. What do you think about that, Mike? Do you think that you'd have some good what he would have to do to kind of keep his control over Kamala if she starts cackling? Mike, you there?
Well, Mike fell asleep, man. He's out.
You unmuted me. I think you should call her on it.
Oh. That's Doc.
Yeah.
Well, here's Mike.
Yeah,
you're on the news. I was thinking.
I think you should call Kamala on it. But it, while I'm on, let me just say the raise in Social Security that we're going to get is all Biden's fault. The inflation is his fault. So the raise is all his fault. He can take credit for it. Yeah. Social Security, you're going to get a raise. And I did that because I raised the prices of everything else. So the increase is negligible. You're actually going to spend more. They're not going to raise it that much. You think they're going to raise it more than you're spending? That's hilarious.
Gotcha.
No. No, the people on Social Security barely get by $1,600 a month. Think about that. You make it on $1,600 a month. Let's say you got kids, it might bump it up to $2,000. That's it. That's all you get. And that's if you worked hard and put into it. If you didn't work or put into it, you get less.
Right.
All right.
I mean,
well,
seriously.
That's okay. Let's let Bill answer that. Okay, Bill.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's right. He's not lying. I mean, you could make the case that the raise is because of Joe Biden, and yeah, you're right, but it's kind of indirectly because he did raise the inflation, and that
he caused
the,
it.
Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah.
And that,
he
and
was
triggered,
the primary
that triggered, source. That triggered the cause.
I'm hearing some kind of noise in the background
spending.
Somehow.
It ain't me. There's nothing going on around me. It's dead quiet. The one thing, though, I think DeSantis should run with Trump. I've said that before. I think the two of them would be a good team. Candace Owen would also be a great, I've said that before. And lastly, and I've said this before, Mike Pence is the Benedict Arnold of our generation. I feel that with every fiber of my body. He could have prevented the last two, coming up on 3 years of hardship that this country has ever seen, the worst hardship in decades. And it all comes down to him. He had the power to stop it, nip it in the bud. Barney Five, you say nip it in the bud, and he didn't. He didn't hold up his constitutional oath. He didn't hold up his oath to office. You know, as far as I'm concerned, he's a traitor.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that. Okay, Bill, can you see where we would think that he's a traitor?
Oh, absolutely, I can see that, yeah. I think a lot of people are going to be opinion on either side on that one, but you're coming from on that. I absolutely see how you go to an argument without a doubt.
Right.
He could have made sure that the electors were actually representative of the state legislatures that sent them, and he didn't.
If he would have done it by the numbers,
exactly.
It would have stopped right there. But I think if you had to debate Kamala or Kakala or whatever the heck her name is, if you ever had to debate her and she starts all that cackling stuff, call her on it. Say, what the hell are you laughing at? This country's in a shambles.
You
ain't no laughing matter.
What is wrong
with you? Make her look like the idiot she is. Oh, you got to be brutal with these people. You got to be brutal with them, because the thing is, I've noticed this. I've noticed it for a while. Do you see Saturday Night Live with Woody Harrelson?
No.
They tell you exactly what they're doing, what they're going to do, and what they're doing. They tell you this. And because nobody objects because of the way they tell you, nobody objects. They laugh. Okay, it's commentary, whatever. There's no uproar. They take that as permission, so they go and do it.
Uh-huh.
I've noticed that. And that's a narcissist trait. And typically, these really superstars in the arena, every one of them are a narcissist. I can guarantee it.
Well, and in fairness, we've developed a system, political system, that rewards self-promotion. We shouldn't be surprised when the halls of every capital, every state capital, and our national capital are entirely stuffed with narcissists. I mean, it's what we reward. You know, we can't
exactly.
be surprised.
No. I'd be surprised if anybody said the opposite. You know.
Right.
That's the whole name of the game of politics, and that's the problem. I mean, you know, I hate to quote him as a politician, because I think he's more of a showman than a politician or something like that. But Jesse Ventura said the difference between a politician and a statesman is a statesman comes, he does his duty, and then he goes back to the farm. A politician turns it into a career. And as soon as that happens, the corruption can creep in. You got to be real careful to keep it out at that point. Because
that
now
point,
you're dealing
okay,
with the
ahead.
Lobbyists for the long term.
Go ahead, Bill.
And the temptation.
Go ahead,
there.
Bill. Go ahead, Bill. Can't have two of you talking
point.
At the same time. Go ahead, Bill.
I was just going to say that at that point, I think the corruption has to creep in. Because otherwise, there's no way to make a career out of this gig if you're doing it on the level.
Exactly.
No, I kept when I first got elected, people would say, "Oh, you're set now," and I found out they didn't know anything about what I was doing either. I didn't either. It's okay. That's fair. But yeah, I've been in 10 years. I still can't figure out how to make money off this thing. One day maybe, but by golly, I haven't figured it out yet.
you haven't hit the upper echelon. I mean, let's face it, it's a good old boy system.
I'm pretty upper echelon in Kansas, though.
In Kansas.
But let's face it,
Kansas is in California. You know,
yeah,
Kansas
that's...
is in New York. You're not spotlight famous, you know. I mean, when you get up to the Schumers and the Pelosi's and the Romney's, now those are the people that are making the millions. You know, they're the ones making the billions. And you got
to
wonder
how they're
doing
that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want to rub those elbows.
I wouldn't want you to be perfectly honest. A lot of those people, I don't really see a rosy future for them. For all their wealth and power, it's really nothing. I mean, seriously, if the people around them stop listening to them because they realize just how corrupt and evil they are and say, wow, I'm complicit. That means I'm corrupt and evil. I don't want to be corrupt and evil, so I ain't going to listen to you no more. All their money means nothing. Unfortunately, there's plenty of corrupt, evil people that'll take your place, but if we stop listening to them, they can't hurt us anymore.
Speaking of not listening, Mike, are you on? Are you on somewhere?
Hold on,
I'm
let me
here.
See if I got him back on. Yeah, he's there. Mike. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, I thought maybe you forgot I was here.
No,
I'm in, man.
Been so quiet.
See, I wouldn't do that.
He's been quiet.
No, I got a phone call I had to take, and I pushed the hold button. And instead of being hold, it disconnected me, so I called back in.
Aha.
I have a message for you two guys. Anybody who's running for president with an America First platform, I have a very important message for them from someone you should know. Go out there and win one for the Gipper.
Win one for the Gipper. Hell yeah.
Right. I have that tucked away just in case we need it.
Always a good one, Batman.
Amen.
But, you know, the really, in their private chambers, the Democrats are singing a different kind of tune. This one.
Keep us a person.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, we got him started.
Yeah, baby.
Donald, this is my commercial for Donald Trump. The Adventures of Trumperman. Faster than a left-wing impeachment scam. More powerful than a big mouth health speaker. Able to confirm 3 Supreme Court justices in his first term.
Look, they're in the White House.
Wow.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Trumperman.
Yes, it's Trumperman. Strange visitors from the business world who came to the White House with powers and abilities far beyond those of the normal politician. Trumperman, who can change the course of tough legislation. Confirmed 3 Supreme Court justices in his first term. And who, disguised as Donald Trump, not so mild-mannered leader of the free world, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and America first.
Amen.
He did get a lot done. He got more done in 4 years than some get done in 8.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. I think he would use that. We'll see.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. If he wants it, he can have it.
Good stuff. Wow.
Ooh.
That is amazing.
He's dangerous with
that
equipment, ain't he?
Yeah, he is. Play that one more time there, Mike, just because that was so good. Just play that one more time. I think that's worth another hearing.
The Adventures of Trumperman. Faster than a left-wing impeachment scam. More powerful than a big mouth House Speaker. Able to confirm 3 Supreme Court justices in his first term.
Look, here in the White House. The bird. The plane. It's Trumperman.
Yes, it's Trumperman. Strange visitors from the business world who came to the White House with powers and abilities far beyond those of a normal politician. Trumperman, who can change the course of tough legislation. Confirm 3 Supreme Court justices in his first term. And who, disguised as Donald Trump, not so mild-mannered leader of the free world, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and America first.
Wow.
There it is.
I think you might use
that. I will say that backwards. Wow.
Well, you've also got to give equal time to the Democrats. You got to give equal time to the Democrats. They're singing a different tune.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the national debut of the Biden administration.
Welcome to Hee-Haw.
Presenting the Biden administration.
And the whole Biden gang.
Hillary at State. Hunter Biden at Treasury. Pelosi at Defense.
Cuomo at Homeland Security. Could you imagine that kind of a team?
There's
I think you should incorporate Benny Hill.
Huh?
There's no way on that the Hager twins are going to be backing Biden.
I think you should incorporate some Benny Hill music in there somewhere.
Yakety Sax is the perfect theme song for that group.
Oh, my God. I can picture it in my head. I mean, you guys ever watch Rip Tracks?
Watch what?
Well, it's a TV show. They take these old movies and they do commentary while the movie's playing. Like, they'll say, like, something happens and they'll say something, like, kind of rip the movie apart, and it's funnier than crap. And the Biden administration, if you played it on film... Rip Tracks.
Rip Tracks.
Track.
I see now.
Like a movie
remember,
track.
Yeah, yeah. That we watched.
Remember
Mystery
Science Theater?
Yeah, that was
based on the same thing.
Okay, Mystery Science Theater
was
based on my college roommates and I watching TV. That's how we did it every weekend.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, these guys got together and they got their own show, and they basically, after Mystery Science Theater, they went off and did this thing called Rip Tracks, and they've done Star Wars and all of the big ones and everything like that. But I can just see them doing. I mean, if you played all the footage of the Biden administration, these guys you'd probably die laughing if it wasn't so sad and scary.
Well, you know what the Biden administration is saying now, don't you? You know what the Biden administration is lamenting?
It's getting so a man can't earn a dishonest living no more.
That's it.
Oh, they're doing a fine job of it right now.
Yeah.
Have any of you heard about the 22380 case? I haven't heard.
Last I heard, they were looking at it.
Nobody's heard anything else?
I haven't heard a peep.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a peep. I haven't heard a peep.
I mean, it's a lot of information they got to digest, and it's a very, very important decision. So I can understand them dragging their feet.
But if any of them are listening, I'm wondering where that Supreme Court leaker is.
Well, here's what I got to say to the Supreme Court justices that may be listening to this show and maybe thinking about this case. The whole country is waiting on this, and this is going to probably be the most profound decision one way or the other. It will affect the course of this nation, and it will save a lot of lives. So that's all I got to say on that.
Oh, speaking of, you guys are going to love this. Speaking of court filings, I forgot all about this. You all remember General Flynn, right? Who got railroaded?
Oh yeah.
By the FBI,
yeah,
or DOJ, I think. He just filed suit against the FBI for $15 million. Oh no, DOJ. Sorry, Department of Justice. $15 million. He's suing them for.
Oh, I hope he gets every penny.
Freedom isn't free, baby.
Hell yeah, I hope he should get that and more as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. I love it.
That was a Gestapo job if I've ever seen one.
Hell yes. That was ridiculous.
Well, you know what he said when he filed it, don't you?
Now I hope that will warn you.
I hope that'll learn you. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that'll learn them or not, but it's a good start.
Yep. You hear how big old bad Biden is doubling down on Ukraine and how we got to take Ukraine? We got to keep funneling the money no matter what.
Or else they're going to come clean on the business dealings with the Biden family?
I hope so, but here's the thing about the Ukraine, and a lot of people don't realize it, and they don't like talking about it because the very words that I'm about to say leave a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth. Nazis. The Ukraine government, the Nazi ideology, Nazis, through a coup, took over the Ukraine government, and technically, officially, the United States government is funding Nazis to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars and now providing them with specialized weapons. And me, yep, as an American, I got a real, real big problem with that. You know, I mean, the Ukraine is Nazi central. That should be common knowledge, but it's not, apparently. Do the research. Anybody listening, look it up. We're funding Nazis, and we shouldn't be. There's a lot of things. Biden's fanning the flames and yada, 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 but the bare-knuckled truth of it is the United States are funding Nazis.
Right.
And I don't think we should do that. I think there should be a nationwide outcry to stop that crap right now.
Well, just remember, try to keep your language to a barrier, all right?
Yeah, I am. I just caught myself and didn't say anything. I say crap instead of what I was going to say. But, no, seriously, we're crud, that's better. We need to speak up as a nation. This can't go on. I mean, I feel for the people of Ukraine, and just to make it clear, World War II was fought by the Nazi Party of the German country of Germany. Most Germans weren't Nazis. The Nazis took power and they fought World War II. And when we came in and stomped them out the first time, most of the Germans, they said they had no idea. How could you not know this prison camp, the smell? You could smell it miles away. But most of them turned a blind eye. And guess what? We're the Americans, and the Nazis, we're funding the Nazis, just like the Germans were funding the Nazis back then. We're doing that, and we shouldn't. And, you know, I mean, lessons from history are meant to be learned so we don't repeat them, and we're repeating it. You know, I used to hear people say, oh, if I lived back then, you would have done what you're doing right now, right this minute. So, I mean, this is the political show, so I thought I'd put that out. We need to fix this problem. We need to fix it as a nation.
No, I think he's exactly right. We've got we can't be quiet. You know, that's we've been polite. We try to play by the rules. We try to, you know, be nice and fair and all this. We can't do that anymore. It's not working. But in addition, it's just not effective. We need to push back when our culture is being threatened, when our philosophies are being threatened. We can't be polite about that. We've got to push back. We've got to let people know. Oh, by the way, there are sane people still out here, by the way.
I hope Putin's listening to this. Mm-hmm. I hope he is. Listen, if you are Putin, I want you to know 90% of the American people are not for this war. No one I know is for it. And we are not about supporting Nazis. So
I'm not a fan of supporting Putin either. I grew up in the 80s, and it's kind of tough for me to say I'm going to back Russia on anything. But
right.
Sorry,
but
man.
You got to look at the facts of it. I mean, I wouldn't think I'd ever be saying that about Russia either, but the facts of the matter is Russia is fighting Nazis, and we're funding them.
Drew.
You're not wrong on that.
It is. It's tough. Tough call to me.
It's hard. We need to stop that. We need to do whatever it takes, because that's not America. That's not what we are. That's not who we are. We had a coup, it took over, and it's running. We got like a small percentage of the people in this country running everything. And you know something? That's fine. But everyone else, we control it with our checkbooks. And we can literally, like, you know, until they get it fixed. I mean, it'll take collective, and it's going to be hard, and it's going to hurt, and a lot of people are going to suffer for it. But in the end, we will come out the better. We grow through suffering. We mature. We become better individuals through suffering. Forged in the fire. You know how that goes? Well, we got some fire coming, and unless we stand as a nation, we will burn. Got to get up by the fire. It's getting cold.
Well, yeah, your power's out.
Yeah. Well, the house is warm. It's like an oven in there. She keeps it warm. But I got propane. I can get the house hot.
Call a Democrat. They got hot air to spare.
Yeah, no kidding. Hook them up to the generator. Oh, Lordy, 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 Lordy. I have to say, though, through all the turmoil and trouble, I have to say I do believe there's going to be a positive outcome.
Oh,
in the end, I mean,
we know the ending.
Yeah, we know the ending. So
Trump, oh yeah, but Trump is going to win.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Now you did know that the Saving Private Ryan guy died.
The who?
Saving Private Ryan, Tom Sizemore.
Tom Sizemore.
The real guy?
The real guy?
He died. Sizemore, the actor.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd he die?
Oh, heck, I don't know. He had a lot of stuff in his closet. I'm not saying he was a great guy to cheer on, but. Well, it seems like he had an aneurysm a couple weeks ago, and I'm trying to remember the article. I can't remember perfectly. Seems like it was an aneurysm maybe a couple weeks ago, and he had been in a coma, as I understood. So he's no longer in a coma.
Seems like a lot of these Hollywood types are all of a sudden kicking off.
Yeah, well, and he had other stuff, you know, I'm sure, drugs and sexual problems and so forth. But I, because of
well,
his
that
role
doesn't
in
help.
Saving Private, well, no, that didn't help at all. But because of his role in Saving Private Ryan, I wanted to throw his name out there and wanted y'all to know, you know, be aware.
Yeah. Well. God rest his soul, man. God rest his soul. Just found out a friend of mine had, she used to make these, she'd crochet them together, these little pocket crosses that you carry in your pocket. And little Ziploc bags to put it in. I'd give her like $10 and she'd give me like 50 to 100 of them. And I'd give them out to people. And she passed away 3-4 days ago, just found out.
Oh, that's good.
Well, she had a lot of comorbidity, but I think she got the jab, and I think that finished her off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it helps.
I can just hear one of the agents for the pharmaceutical company, I mean doctors, telling her, oh, you're in a risk group, so we got to give you this.
Yeah.
So I had to go to the doctor. My one doctor called me up and told me he wasn't going to see me anymore because I was non-compliant. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. You know, I don't take medication.
What?
Yeah, I'm non-compliant. Who, me?
Oh.
Yeah.
Non-compliant.
Yeah. So I had an appointment with another doctor. And I showed up, and they wanted me to wear a mask. And I told them when I made the appointment I couldn't wear a mask, or I won't wear a mask. And they were like, and the guy held a sign up and said, because of COVID-19, this doctor requires me to wear a mask. And I thought for a second, this doctor thinks that piece of tissue paper is going to stop an airborne virus. I don't really trust his medical judgment. So y'all have a good day. Folks, listen. The evidence is out. The size of the germ that you're talking about, any airborne virus, the pneumonia, the flu, it doesn't matter. The size of it is so small, it'll float through that mass like a grain of sand through the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
Literally, that's the comparison.
So y'all know,
I have advanced degrees in safety equipment. You know, masks, viruses. I used to have to order them for different size chemicals, and the size of the chemical versus the size of the particulate and the mask makes a difference. So masks don't work for airborne viruses. It just don't.
Doc, they call you non-compliant?
Yeah.
They call you non-compliant? You know what I have to say about that?
Brief horny coat.
That's what I said.
Yeah, and there's something else that can be said for that doctor.
That boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I
get out your joke, son. Don't you get it? I made a funny, son, and you're not laughing.
Y'all know I broke my back last June, right? So I laid on my butt for 2 months. Guess what? I gained some weight. My cholesterol went up 10 points. He wanted to put me on a statin drug. Doc, I'm up. I'm on my feet. I'm moving. The weight's coming off. And because I said, no, I don't want to take your chemical petroleum-based medication.
Doc, I know how it was that you originally fell, because you were out there doing that skip, shine on me, sunshine, walk with me, world, it's a skippity-doo-dah day. Oops,
yeah,
I just fell.
And then he tripped
and he said this. You know what it was? It was like I was on a magic carpet laying down because my feet were straight out in front of me. So.
And you know what you said when you got in that position?
Now how you thought I got me widowed self in such a predicament?
Yeah, pretty much. Basically, I just said ow several times really loud. But I've been with
Well,
toe, so, huh?
All right, hold on a second, guys. I mean, I'm glad you're able to wiggle your toes, but hold on, guys. Hold on a second. Bill, we're getting close to that time. Do you have any thoughts about for this upcoming week? What we should be looking for? I mean, Trump's speech today was fantastic, and go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, I am really, really interested in seeing what comes out in the news following CPAC over the course of this week and this weekend. What comes out next? That's going to be, I think, really interesting. Sorry. I wouldn't say it's necessarily going to be indicative because there could be some backlash, but I'm really interested to see, you know, where the momentum comes from over this next week. I think it's going to be really interesting.
Do you think Ohio has anything to do with that? Ohio and Trump going there and embarrassing Biden and
absolutely.
Buttigieg.
I think it was awesome that he started building momentum before he even went into CPAC. You know, I mean, right off the bat, he's you know, embarrassing the current administration, and then he shows up to a conservative Woodstock, and so I'm really interested to see the fallout is next week or this coming week. I think it's going to be really interesting.
Oh, I'm with you on that. So. Mike, kind of give you a last word. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I just like everybody's saying, I guess we need to see what the fallout's going to be from and how much media coverage the CPAC is going to get in the first place. They may try to ignore it.
Well, yeah, if it's anything with the DirecTV and AT&T, they probably will. So that's a point. But I think it's up to us. See, we're putting it out there.
Well,
I'll
have.
All of
they
said
I hope to have clips of the of Mr. Trump's speech at CPAC next week.
It was excellent. It was excellent. Now, in fact, I think that your promo for Trump is awesome. I think I'm sending that to him as soon as we get done here. And Doc, you have a last thought also?
I want y'all to look up. There was a protest march in Washington. people protesting the war in the Ukraine. They wanted to stop. The American people are not supporting this war. It's an unfounded war. We shouldn't be involved. Biden is fueling it. It's a massive money laundering thing, hundreds of billions of dollars, and now specialized weapons and equipment. I mean, if given $97 billion worth of our weapons away to Al-Qaeda wasn't enough, now he's giving it to the Nazis. When are we going to say enough? We need to stop this.
Well, you know, if Trump was there, this would not be happening. It would never have happened.
None of it would be
happening. The situation
happening.
In Afghanistan.
None of it.
Exactly. So.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we need. Well, I mean, I don't know that we could wait another year. The damage they're doing is just, I mean, can it be fixed right now? Yes. In a year from now? I don't know. We'll have to see. But I worry for my child. I'm old. I mean, if I were to go out, the world would forget about me in about that fast. But I have children, and I want to see them have children. Or at least know they'll have children. I want their children to be safe. And we're talking about nuclear Armageddon. It can't be allowed. I saw some guy screaming about it, and they hauled him out of the town forum because he was saying we can't allow nuclear war. But you know what? We can't allow nuclear war.
Right.
Should it be done? No, it shouldn't be done. It should not be not, no. You know, and these people need to figure out ways to solve their differences without annihilating the populace. We, the populace, need to say, no, we're not doing it. Press the button. No, it's not happening. You know, we just need to stop. If we just stop and back off and let rational adults take the forum, a lot of this stuff could be handled. And the Ukraine, if Trump was in office, Ukraine would have never happened. A lot of things would have never happened.
Right.
So we need to stop. We need to start saying no.
All right.
We need to say our prayers and be nice to each other and tell the truth.
Oh,
I love you.
That's what we're all about here, telling the truth. And, Bill, I am so thankful for you. And thank you also, Doc, and thank you for Mike. Thank you all, and thank all of the Deeper Truth out there for helping us to do the kind of thing that we do here. And so a lot of people are looking for information, and we are a great source of information. We are.
You won't hear it anywhere else.
Yeah.
We're kind of entertaining anyway.
With that, we're all.
You won't hear it anywhere else.
Hopefully.
I promise you that.
And I love that promo. And when President Trump hears that, I think he's going to love it. He's going to look at that and goes, he's going to go, wow. That's awesome.
Well, I want to see his face when he hears Trump again.
You want to hear it again?
That's a good one. Let's hear that to end this. This would be great.
The Adventures of Trumper Man. Faster than a left-wing impeachment scam. More powerful than a Big Mouth House Speaker. Able to confirm 3 Supreme Court justices in his first term.
Look, here in the White House. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Trumper Man.
Yes, it's Trumper Man. Strange visitor from the business world who came to the White House with powers and abilities far beyond those of the normal politician. Trumper Man, who can change the course of tough legislation. Confirmed 3 Supreme Court justices in his first term. And who, disguised as Donald Trump, not so mild-mannered leader of the free world, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and America first.
That's awesome.
It is. It is. And I just sent it. I just sent it to Jake, and he'll send it to Trump.
Beautiful.
Oh,
nice.
That is. That'd be great if that came on whenever, wherever he might be on or something like that. That they would. That would be awesome. And so maybe Jake and. Yeah, you know, so that's Mike. You know, Mike's dangerous. I'm glad he's on our side.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad I'm on. I checked the last chapter of the book. We win.
Yep.
Or should I say, he wins.
We win. But we know we win.
Yeah, and
well,
with that in mind, go out there and win one for the giver.
Heck yeah.
All right. And no better way to do that than in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy
Mary, Mother of God.
Pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen and amen. So that we're on the winning team, guys. And so, and we pray the rosary for President Trump. We pray the rosary for President Trump and his family. And we pray the rosary for our country. Pray it for our church, the Holy Catholic Church. So there you go. And that's it. And so... And with that, I have hope for America. And after watching President Trump today, that just, it's so awesome. That is so awesome. And so thank you guys for your participating here in this show tonight. And tomorrow
Thanks
night,
for having us.
We will be
stuff.
Going. Oh, it is. And tomorrow night, we've got John Carpenter coming on, and we will be doing our Journey with Mary series tomorrow night. And then the night following that, we'll be doing our Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson. So all of these are excellent. Excellent.
Fantastic.
Sweet.
It is. And so
4 days after 4 days after that, it's Friday again, and we'll be doing the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah,
these
men they
call
knights. And that's been doing good. In fact, I've got a number of people that's called in, or not called in here, but are interested in becoming knights again, either becoming knights or maybe coming back to it if it's been away, that they've been away from it for a while. And so because of what we're doing here and how it is really the patriotism and everything and all of what we're doing
is
helping.
Get them back into it.
Yeah. So that is good. So that just shows that what we're doing here is having a cause and an effect in everything that we're doing. So I want to thank everybody in participating and helping, because it's all a team effort here.
It is.
And so just get it out there. Get it out there and promote it and you never know. Somebody out there listening might listen to any of this. And like that gentleman from New York, I mean, he's come on here two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty routine listener.
And he has good stuff to say as well. I love him.
Yeah,
yeah, he does.
We need to ask the question that Ronald Reagan posed in 1980.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Is America as respected throughout the world as it was? Do you feel that our security is as safe, that we're as strong as we were 4 years ago?
You could take that question and put it into today's news, and it would be like he spoke about 5 minutes ago.
Absolutely, he was absolutely timeless in that speech.
And that's excellent. And bringing Trump back, that's our best chance and only hope. We got to take it away from the socialists and the communists.
A lot of people would get on him if he asked that question, but if he said, to quote Ronald Reagan, he could do that. And that, like you said, Bill, that sentence is timeless. So, yeah, it is timeless. And I think Trump should ask that question. I think he should put that out to everybody.
He's going to be listening to it tonight. He's going to be listening to it, and so maybe we just gave him that idea, maybe. Because he was basically saying that today, all through it, he would be saying that.
Open up with Trump, and then cut to that.
Oh, yes. Yes.
President
Trump,
if you are listening, please give me a call. You can get my number through Don. I beg you, please give me a call. I got something for you. That's all I can say right now.
You know, President Trump did call here to the show one night.
Yeah,
and,
you put him on hold.
I didn't know it. I put him on hold because I thought for 15 or 16 minutes.
20 minutes.
He had fun with me after that. He said, you had your president waiting on hold for, you know, and I'm like, oh, man, I couldn't believe that.
That's awesome.
But it is. He loves us, though. He loves me. So, and we're big supporters of Trump, and we're going to be promoting him like crazy here. And like, if it's supposed to warm up tomorrow, I'll be going back out there with my flag detail again. And so I'm excited about getting ready to get out there.
I'll be drinking rum.
You know, let me know what they think of that promo.
I will let him know.
I wouldn't be surprised if you got a call, Mike.
What?
I wouldn't be surprised if you got a call. That promo is spot on, man.
That is spot on. And so, and all of these that Mike does, these are all great. I mean, he's just got a talent there, which is good. I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad he's on our side.
Well, the Lord gave me this talent. I need to use it for him, not somebody else.
Well, Deeper Truth is a great place to take it.
Oh, you got that right.
It's so good.
Oh, do you remember this guy? I wonder whatever happened to him.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's in my library. He can't escape now.
Where the heck did he ever go? Dean? What was his name?
I don't know. I wonder what That was in 2004, and that he said that or screamed that. And they've done a lot of parody songs and a few the media had a little fun with it. But seems to
Howard Dean, right?
Howard Dean.
Yeah, Howard Dean. That's him. I remember that too. And boy, they made a lot of fun with that too. They always played that.
They sure did.
The news just did that. So I'm going to end this with this promo for tomorrow night. So this is tomorrow night, and we will see you guys tomorrow night. And so, Bill, are you off tomorrow then? So you're here tomorrow? Or you don't have to go back to Topeka until Monday, right?
I don't have to go back until Monday. We will see. I've got a little bit of work to do tomorrow afternoon. We'll see. I'll try to be back.
Well, if you can make it to the show tomorrow night, that would be great if you could do that. I mean, you know, you're Deeper Truth. You can.
I will do my darkest.
All right. Well, here's the show promo for tomorrow night. And so we'll see everybody tomorrow night. Here's the show promo.
Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, join John Carpenter for A Journey with Mary, an in-depth look at some of the many places Our Lady has been throughout the world since 40 A.D., Came from the Catholic Defender Radio Network. And I heard these voices calling all over the world. On the land of Paris, we all want to stop the old. Hallelujah, Amsterdam. Monte Carlo, Amsterdam. All over the world. That's Journey with Mary, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Sunday nights on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.